Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Tonight, NXT. Everybody's main man, CM Punk, is back. He's going to be making an announcement about what he's going to be doing in Chicago. So that'll be exciting. Bunch of other matches as well. We have Dynamite tomorrow with 3 matches announced thus far. We've also got notes on SmackDown and last night's Raw, and a lot of news. John Oran talked about the AW television deal with WBD, which is largely exactly what we've been talking about, but there's some other notes here that we can bring up here. And in other TV news, we have got the return of Saturday night's main event, which is coming up Saturday nights in December. And we'll give you some details on what they plan on doing there. We got ratings from the last couple of days, SmackDown, Rampage, and Collision. Sheamus has re-signed a new deal with WWE. Got notes on the NXT and TNA relationship. And also NXT moving their October 8th show. And Trish Stratus, Logan Paul, and we're not going to talk about that, are we? Bobby Lashley, plenty more. Whatever we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday, we'll get into here today. So all of that plus the Raw report and plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. And I'm at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. X, as they call it. Mike Sempervivi joining us after the break as well. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
Got him in a good mood.
God, you know what you and Tom were yesterday? I just figured it out. You were Mariah May and Nigel, and I was Tony Schiavone. That's what happened yesterday. But Tom is not joining us here today, so I'll actually get to get into all of this very, very important news today.
He was Mariah, by the way.
And we have a lot of it. Well, okay, let's talk about this TV deal.
Yes.
So this is largely what we've been talking about for a long time. John Oren noted that it should be announced at any moment, which we talked about. Did say it looks like it'll be 3 years with a four-year option, or an option for a fourth year, which they've had deals before, and the option's always picked up, so I'd be surprised if it wasn't, but you never know. So the number floating around, which was floating around here among places, $170 million a year, which would include programming on TNT, TBS, and True TV twice a week. Was not really explained what that means. But my guess is that we would see Dynamite, Collision, and Rampage, and then maybe replays of the main shows on True TV. AEW pitching another package of broadcast channels, but there's no timetable for when they'll start to push that deal. That's believed to be Fox, which we've been talking about, Fox and FS1. So that's obviously very good. $170 million. I think they were currently making about 80. And so the big question, which is unanswered, is, and it wasn't talked about here, what's going on with pay-per-views? Is everything moving to Max? And as we have talked about, it is believed that everything is going to end up on Max, but exactly when that's going to be, we don't quite know yet. Max is not quite ready to roll that out, so perhaps that will be part of the deal going forward. And if it is $170 million per year, but they also make all the money off pay-per-view, that's a lot of money. If it's $170 million per year, including the pay-per-views, still great, but not as impressive as if they were going to get the pay-per-views on top of that. So that's what we don't know right now. But looking like they're going to be making a lot of money about a year down the road. Probably the second most profitable wrestling company of all time. So there you go.
Yeah, you said $80 million. I think WrestleNomics has estimated $70 million is about what they were looking at. And at $170 million, that is a whole lot of money. And when it comes to the 6 hours a week or six shows a week, on, I believe that just is, it's probably going to be True TV either running replays. I don't think they'll have their own exclusive event like moving Battle of the Belts over there, although that could happen. But I think they could add simulcasting in the same way that they do the Manning cast on ESPN for Monday Night Football, the same way that that's been done for several sporting events out there, including the Major League Baseball playoffs. I could see them doing something like that and then combining those numbers like they do for these other events in a way to tout how well they're performing. And they keep expanding out this TNT Sports footprint, and a lot of that is going to be on True TV. They seem to be rebranding that into TNT Sports. So this makes sense. And if it's just going to be replays, that's fantastic. Or maybe a studio show or something like that you can air on there. I would have concern, no matter how much money you get paid to do it, that there is too much programming, and I would be interested to see what exactly they're selling a broadcast network and what broadcast network would
well,
be.
Well, it was worded interestingly here, where it says that they're shopping around another package to, quote, broadcast channels.
Yeah.
But, like, my guess is that means they're shopping it to Fox, which would then put it on FS1.
But the thing
which is what everybody has figured for a while now.
And again, if that's a show like a replay show, a package show, a kind of a throwaway show where they're going to give you X amount of dollars, cool. But they have a problem with the amount of programming that they have right now. So, yes, the money is great, and that's fantastic. And I guess you really can't turn that down. But with that said, you know, again, you have a problem with maybe too many hours of TV, which has happened in the past. It's not like the NWA and Dusty Rhodes and Jim Crockett Promotions and Turner didn't run into that problem at some point. So I don't know. Right now they're cold and they have problems, you know, with their main show, Dynamite. So to keep expanding that out, I don't know if that's a great idea. I like the idea of simulcasts or, again, something unique you could do with their with that programming.
You know, one of my favorite things on Observer Live is when Dave tweets, if you have any questions about this deal, tweet them to me and I'll or email them to me and I'll answer them on the show. And then it's like all the same questions. And then like a bunch of questions that we have absolutely no idea. So, for example, this person here says, if the pay-per-views were on Max, is going to go WWE-style free shows or UFC-style sub to buy a pay-per-view? We don't know. We have absolutely no idea. We'll know when it happens. What channel is each show going to be on? We don't know. No clue.
Do you have any idea on why people are so hung up over pay-per-view and Max? Like, you have the ability. It's not like people are limited and they can't buy this thing now. I wonder why people are so interested in that as a component to Max. Why that's more important than the fact that they just doubled plus however much money they were making off their old media deal.
Why are people interested in pay-per-views on Max? Because they'd rather subscribe to Max and get the pay-per-views for free, like with Peacock, than paying $60 per show every pay-per-view.
That shows my old madness, considering I have like Peacock and few other streaming services that I even bother to use. So, you know, again, that may be my bad there.
We'll find out when we find out. Is the answer to that question.
How much is Max now without commercials? Like, what's the tell you in HD and all that? Like, what's
I have
the
no
top
idea.
Tier? Is it like $30 or whatever now?
I have no idea what it is.
Disney's high. I got that one. Lord.
WWE has officially confirmed the return of Saturday night's main event, December 14th, Nassau Coliseum, Long Island, 8 p.m. start time. Nassau Coliseum also hosted the very first Saturday night's main event in 1985.
Did.
Which featured Hulk Hogan and Bob Orton, which was a great match. That that early Saturday Night's Main Event, the 80s, man, those shows were awesome.
They were fun.
Flat out awesome. Once it came back in the 2000s, I mean, it was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I think they still do some stuff. Actually, house shows have been branded Saturday Night's Main Event. But I think they got a video up, and apparently there's talk of using the original Saturday Night's Main Event theme. I hope they do that. I hope they bring it back.
Obsession.
I hope they run it exactly like Saturday Night's Main Event used to be back in the day.
Oh, please.
Put a main event on first. You know, Cody defends a title against the Honky Tonk Man, and then whatever else you do on the show. I hope it's at midnight. I hope it replaces Saturday Night Live. That's probably not going to happen.
11:30? No.
11:30, yeah. 11:30 to 12:30 is what it was. Yeah. So that'll be exciting. It's coming up in December for those of you near the Nassau Coliseum.
Remember when they would bring it back and it was like the worst rated thing on Saturday nights for, you know, NBC, and they kind of threw it away and they would do Tribute to the Troops and that would do what it would do, and they would kind of throw that away for a while. And now we're to the point with broadcast TV where you put this stuff on, it's probably going to do pretty well, especially if it's sandwiched between football.
See, here's the other thing. Go back to the AEW TV deal. Like, what are they doing? We don't know. I mean, the line here about AEW programming, there's a point to this. Airing on TNT, TBS, and True TV. Like, we're just speculating that these are replays, everybody. I mean, we might just mention the Saturday night's main event and Tribute to the Troops and that sort of thing. It could be that the shows are on TNT and TBS, and every now and then True TV has Battle of the Belts.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
So we don't know until we know. But it does look like that's the details, most of the details of this deal. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, hurts, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, and my main man Dom's got the update on Max. Right, Dom?
I do. So they have three tiers of Max. You can do ad-free for $17 and ultimate ad-free for $21 a month. And obviously, you get the 16% discount if you buy it for the full year.
So what's the difference between the ad-free and the ultimate ad-free?
I got you. Ad-free, you can stream on two devices at once, full HD, 1080p, and you can download 30 programs to watch on the go. Ultimate ad-free, you can stream on four devices at once, you can stream in 4K for select titles, and you get 100 4K. Downloads to watch on the go.
Wow. Does anyone have a 4K television? Anybody?
I guess
they sell them for like $30 at Costco now. They were a lot of money when I was young. Maybe I should get one.
Well, how about this? Do you think that people will be happy, or would they be happy if they decide, okay, we're going to have the AEW library on Max. You can watch the pay-per-views after the fact, but you're still going to have to pay for pay-per-views no matter which way you decide to go ahead and order those.
Well, people are not going to be happy if they have to spend more money. They will be happy if they have to spend less money.
But you get
I've learned
library.
In my years as a businessman.
Yeah, but you get the library, and you get a lot of people that wouldn't order the paper.
I would like the library because I want to start over 5 years ago in AEW. That's what I want to do. I want to start over at the beginning for the Brian and Vinny show.
You just want it for the gimmick. Look at you, you selfish bastard.
I'm doing it for the people. We could watch along together.
Yes.
One of the most popular things we ever did was when we went back and watched the Raw Nitro shows again. All right. SmackDown, I was not right. I thought they were going to hit 2 million. But on USA Network on Friday for the debut, they did 1.7 million, which was very good. And 0.55 at 18 to 49. They did have some pretty strong competition. That's a pretty great number. I don't think they're going to get that most Fridays. It's probably all downhill from here. But a very, very nice debut number for SmackDown.
I wouldn't think it's all downhill.
I don't think it's regularly going to be doing 1.7 million on Friday.
Well, I think it could hover around there. I mean, the NFL was probably the thing that took the biggest chunk out of them last week, and there's going to be a lot of college football that comes on and everything, but even on USA, I mean, it's not going to do Fox numbers, but it's still got the potential to do Fox numbers if you build it up right. It'll probably end up around 1.8, 1.9 million people every week, I would think, without the NFL taking a chunk out of it.
So, somebody here was disappointed. They thought it would do better. Here's what people don't understand. I'm trying to find it right here. Fox is available in, God, I don't even know, like 120 million homes or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think USA Network is now available in like 44 million or something. So, like, we're talking...
Oh, it's a lot more than that.
Probably 70,
well,
maybe.
And it's also, and it's a feature channel because Xfinity owns it, you know? So it's a feature channel on a lot of those networks and is everywhere on every...
Okay, so USA Network is in 70 million homes.
That's okay? It?
70 million. All right? And that was as of last year, so it's probably less now. And Fox is available in... Where does it say? Well, I mean, it's got to be close to however many. I mean, if you have television, you can get Fox.
Yeah. Let's just say 140.
I don't think it's that high.
Well,
why is it so
110?
Do I have to ask this stupid thing?
Jesus Christmas.
I should have just thought of this earlier.
Maybe.
How many homes in the U.S. have the Fox network?
We could also do pre-production.
No. I'm supposed to know? I'm supposed to know we're going to talk about this?
I know.
Okay, 121 million homes. Thank you, ChatGPT. They're faster than Dom. Okay, so you're talking 121 million homes versus 70 million homes. So there's no...
Can you ask that gimmick if that's true about USA? Do it. Ask it.
It'll tell me the same thing.
All right, let's see.
How many homes in the U.S. is the USA Network in? All right, so USA Network... Oh, this is outdated. This says 90. As of recent reports. Listen, as of 2023, it was 70 million, okay? Fox is in every household that has a TV, so it's 121. So Fox is in not quite double, but, like, not that far off. 140 million would be double. This is 121 million. So it's like the idea that SmackDown on USA is going to come close to the numbers they were going to do on Fox. It's just, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but you got to...
43% more homes have Fox than the USA Network.
Oh, I know, but
that's just reality.
Look what they used to draw during the Attitude Era, though. So I think it's a matter of how hot you are, because if you can remain around... Look, if they remain around 1.7 million, right, and you go into WrestleMania season, you go into the Royal Rumble, and things are hot, and The Rock's coming back, and Cena's here, and this and that, like... they can absolutely do 2 million. They can absolutely do the numbers they were doing on Fox. It may not be for an extended period.
It's also Friday night, not Monday.
That's absolutely, you're absolutely right about that. But again, if you give people a reason to tune in as they did on Fox, they'll tune in. So again, it's not going to do exactly the same numbers, but I don't think it'll fall that far off as long as the product remains hot.
Keep in mind, in 2011, USA Network was in 100 million homes. We're down to 70 million right now. So, you know, doing a straight comparison, it's just tough because less and less people are
do me a favor,
watching stuff on cable.
X that gimmick, how many homes Access TV is actually available in, just so we have an idea.
Ain't many. How many homes carry Access TV? It's not even going to know what Access TV is. I have to probably spell it out. Oh, I figured it out. Wow. How many homes carry Access TV? Well, this says 50 million. That's probably also outdated. So I would bet anything Access is in probably 30 million. I'll bet that it'll have it right here.
What about True TV? We should have done
that. I'm not spending the whole show Googling 32 million for Access TV these days. That's November 2023, 32 million.
Ask ChatGPT if it knows who Filthy Tom Lawlor is.
Oh, it'll have something about Filthy. Do you know who Filthy Tom Lawlor is? I should ask if it knows who Mike Sempervivi is. Yes, Filthy Tom Lawlor is a professional wrestler and mixed martial artist. He's competed in UFC, where he fought as a light heavyweight and middleweight, known for his entertaining persona. After his MMA career, Lawlor transitioned to professional wrestling, performing in promotions like Major League Wrestling and New Japan. His gritty, aggressive style in both sports, along with his charismatic personalities, earned him a solid fan base.
Damn.
Do you know who Mike Sempervivi is? This should be good.
No mention of you, though.
Doesn't even know how to spell your name. Ah, he's a well-known figure and the host of pro wrestling media. He is a co-host of the popular wrestling talk show Wrestling Observer Live on the Wrestling Observer Figure 4 online network alongside Brian Alvarez. Sempervivi, spelled wrong, is known for his in-depth knowledge and commentary on wrestling and combat sports, providing insights on wrestling news, events, and storylines. His work has made him a respected voice among wrestling fans and analysts. I can't take this seriously anymore.
Brothers and sisters.
Ridiculous.
If that ain't proof AI sucks,
absolutely
I don't know
ridiculous.
What is. I don't deserve any flowers. What the hell is that?
Do you know who Brian Alvarez is?
Bum ass.
Let's see what it says about that. It spelled my name wrong when I asked the question.
Brian with a Y?
Yes, it spelled my name right with the answer. A prominent figure in professional wrestling journalism.
Prominent.
A former professional wrestler. Editor and publisher of Figure 4 Weekly. That's a little outdated. Co-host Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. Well known for his wrestling analysis, reviews, and reporting through the Observer website. Wrestled in various independent promotions. Blending his experience in the ring with his media work. His insights and critiques have made him a respected voice in wrestling media. Thank you.
ChatGPT.
So we're both respected voices of the community.
That's what ChatGPT says, but they respect everything.
Hey,
unlike these real people.
Ask if you're invited to the cookout.
Would you shut up?
All right.
It's Collision and Rampage. I'll ask.
Yeah.
It's Brian Alvarez invited to the cookout. See what it has to say here. No, not it's. Oh, my God. Is Brian Alvarez invited to the cookout? Why is this so hard?
Because you don't have culture.
I can't read this. Anyway, Rampage, 250,000 viewers and a 0.07 went head-to-head with Fox and ESPN and a little bit of SmackDown. At first, that SmackDown had an overrun, and boy, did that do a number on Rampage. We say it every week, like, AEW fans, many of them will choose WWE over AEW. So things have shifted dramatically from 2019 and 2020. Collision. The good news is it did not air opposite SmackDown, so it was up 70%. However, it was the second lowest audience the show has ever done on a Saturday. It did 268,000 viewers and an 0.08. Yikes.
American college football, brother.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem, okay?
And it's not a must-see.
No, there's a bigger problem because, yes, you can say college football, but guess what?
What's that?
Last year, the same week last year, mm-hmm. which also had college football, mm-hmm. they are down 42% in viewership and 47% in 18 to 49. So this is more than football. This is fans have decided this is not an important show.
No.
And if you watched Collision, it was not an important show. I liked it, but you could miss it. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Sometimes love.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Where's Lenny been lately? This guy is so wrong all the time. The other day he was
Did you miss it?
He was talking about this. It had nothing to do with AEW for once. He was like, "This, TNA is getting killed by NXT."
What?
TNA is not getting anything out of it. NXT is getting everything out of it. He's all. Oh, well, look who gets sent to TNA. Look who gets sent to NXT. He doesn't get it. You know what I'm saying? Add another one. Go up to seven. Thank you, Jared. See, here's the thing.
John.
Okay? Which one's a more successful company? Obviously, WWE. So they're going to largely call the shots. Okay? But the idea that, well, you know, NXT gets Joe Hendry and Carmen Petrovich goes to TNA. It's just not fair. It's not. You're missing the point, Lenny, as usual. What TNA is getting out of this is the big stars, your Joe Hendrys, are going to NXT and they're being seen by like 600,000, 700,000 people on a weekly basis. They're being made bigger stars. Joe Hendry won a main event on NXT. Main event. So then they go back to TNA, and guess what? TNA has been selling a lot of tickets. Their show on Friday night sold out 2,100. Their pay-per-view numbers are up. They're actually, if you look at, here's the thing. If you look at how has NXT business risen or fallen since this deal started, the answer is it's the same. If you look at how TNA business is done since this deal started, it's up. So actually, you could argue the exact opposite of what Lenny is saying, which is this has been a bigger benefit for TNA than it's been for NXT. So anyway,
I don't understand how that is debatable at this point in the game.
Well, we'd find a way.
Impact is a better funded, better protected version of Smoky Mountain Wrestling or ECW at the point where they were getting on Raw in 95 and 97 or whatever it was. Like, that's what it is. They need any attention and spotlight they can get. Remember at the end of last year, and nobody will, that we were talking about the fact that for whatever reason, they had a bunch of interest that spiked up in them. And then, as the year began, they lost Demora. We had all this shakeout that happened. People left, and there was a whole hullabaloo over what the direction of the company was going to be. And they're attaching themselves to NXT and WWE. Even if everybody goes up there and takes an L, Joe Hendry's been an example on how it's been able to work for them. At least people are talking about them, and it may not save the company. It may not make them a lot of money. But if I were NXT, I would much rather be attached to them than anybody else out there. And it's going to be the only thing they can really do to benefit themselves. And let's not downplay what this could mean now down the line for NXT wrestlers who need to get out of there for a while because they've been there, but they're not ready to go to the main roster where they can go to TNA and be used in a beneficial way for TNA and get themselves some work. So it can really benefit everybody both ways, even if it's not some monetary thing where, oh my God, Turning Point is now on par with World's End or whatever as far as a pay-per-view goes.
And I got the other one here. This person goes, well, are they going to leave for WWE as soon as possible, this talent? Hey, listen,
Sure.
I'm not saying this is wrong.
Why wouldn't you?
Hold on. I'm not saying this is wrong. But do you know how many people, how many promotions AEW has worked with and just taken talent left and right?
Yes.
Like, that's what promotions do. How about the Motor City Machine Guns who are going to WWE after they appeared on NXT? Oh, wait, they didn't. Oh, that's right. Oh, so like if Joe Hendry hadn't appeared on NXT, like there was no chance WWE would want it. Oh, okay. So, yeah, he probably would try and go there one way or the other. Okay, it's going to happen one way or the other. It's going to happen one way or the other.
If you work at a
like, if you don't
company,
work with NXT, like everyone's safe from going to WWE or AEW.
Yeah.
Think again, brother. Think again.
It doesn't matter. If you're working in one company that you're getting paid far less than another one, then yeah, you're going to want to move up and go do that, for heaven's sakes. It's such a silly argument to make.
Now, the Raw show. Oh, and by the way, I don't like to say I told you so.
Yes.
But remember when they did that four-way and Joe Hendry was fighting for the world title? And I said, Joe Hendry ain't win this match. Everyone's like, Joe Hendry's got to win. He's got to win. I say, he's not going to win. Why did I say that? I said, if Joe Hendry's going to win the world title, he should do it in a one-on-one singles match. Well, lo and behold, he didn't win the four-way. And now he's in a number one or a main event one-on-one match with Nick Nemeth for the TNA title.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you he wins it there.
But what will JBL do? What do you think about that? JBL is ubiquitous.
What's happening that JBL just like needs to be on the road now?
He's on.
He bored?
In Mexico, he showed up in Puerto Rico because I guess Nemeth and Alberto El Patron are working the same gimmick down there for WWC. GCW showing up killing Effie. Like, what about that?
This person here says Joe Hendry would not be signed to WWE if he didn't get over in TNA first. He got over in TNA first. He went viral over Mania Weekend before he'd ever appeared in NXT. You think they had no idea who Joe Hendry was and didn't have interest in him then, before he ever made an appearance on NXT?
Do you know how long Joe Hendry's been around for now?
Think again.
In these states? It's been a long time now. I think people kind of know who other people are. Like, maybe Lee Fitting and, you know, Triple H may not know everybody, but that's why they have about a zillion people working for them that take care of those things.
Raw last night was great. It was a flat-out great show. There were multiple great segments, but there are a couple that stick out. First off, the finish kind of sucked, but Sheamus and Pete Dunne as a match ruled, because this is the best. Sheamus is like, he's entered his Ishii phase, where he's very old, but like every time he gets in the ring, like, it's awesome. Him and Pete Dunne pummeled each other. And the fans, let me tell you something, they should just move. You know, it's like a Northeast company. They should move to the Northwest. These crowds in Seattle and Portland, they ate everything up on both of these shows. So this match was great. And then Pete hits him with a freaking cricket bat, which I think was like a
not
cricket.
Cleanly.
It was a cricket bat for giants who play cricket. I mean,
those are harder than baseball
thing
bats.
Was like the size of an oar. I mean, it was like 8 feet long.
You know,
but he hit him with it, kind of
long stick.
But that was a really good match. Then we had my favorite thing on the show, and no, it was not the women's match, although that was very good. It's supposed to be Bronson Reed and Braun Strowman, which, by the way, I don't know. I don't, you know, a lot of things Vince did were stupid, but I will say he was right about names, because we now have a Braun, a Braun, and a Bronson, and it is murder for me to try to recap these segments. So we had Bronson and Braun.
I hope they have graphics.
Bronson and Braun are supposed to have a match. So before the bell rings, Braun avoids a charge. Bronson hits the corner. The entire top rope snaps off, and the ring is destroyed. And already the fans are like, oh, my God, it's on. So they won't ring the bell. These guys start brawling all over the place. Braun goes for his freight train spot, and all of a sudden as he's running, a body flies through the air and wipes him out. And I legit thought a fan did like a flying high cross and took him out. And so they explain that Bronson threw the fan.
This was awesome.
Okay? And I was infuriated because this is so unlike WWE. They didn't get one good shot of it. The best shot they had, you could still barely see it. But Bronson threw a fan at Braun Strowman. It was a planted fan, obviously. But, you know, they both go down. And then, you know, Bronson kind of stumbles off. And then Braun goes running, and he tackles him through the barricade. They're both dead. So they send out all these nerds to break it up. And Bronson starts walking to the back, and Bronson goes, "Come on!" But Bronson won't come back. So Braun goes after him. They start brawling backstage. And, you know, they're fighting and beating each other up. And Braun throws Bronson into a wall. And then for reasons unknown, just because he's strong and it's there, he tips over this golf cart and the camera gets all weird. But then when the video comes back, all you see is a flying Bronson Reed. He flies in and wipes this guy out, puts him through a table. The place is going nuts. So they're both dead again, and the geeks are trying to break him up. And finally, Bronson's like, he slowly gets to his feet, and he starts stumbling over to this, and he's near a wall backstage. And then Braun jumps up from this rubble, and he goes running, and he spears Bronson through the wall. And as awesome as this was, they both go through the wall. The smoke kind of rises a little bit. And all of a sudden, there's a delay, which is the best part. All of a sudden, you hear clang, 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 like a bunch of pots and pans fall out of the sky. I was crying. It was like a cart. It was like the Wile E. Coyote. You know, he falls off the cliff, and then there's a delay, and then the boulder falls on him for good measure. This was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Can I ask you a question? Why do you not review old Memphis wrestling, which is on YouTube and accessible to everybody, on shows with Vinny? You would love that.
I'm sure
show
I would.
You would love this stuff.
I'm sure I would, but this was 4K, brother, on Max Plus. I loved it. And then, yes, one of the best women's matches you can see all year on TV, Bianca Belair and Io Sky. The word we keep getting is they saw the Tamara Mensah-Stock match with
Kendall Gray,
and which apparently I was told was, I got to find this match.
It's awesome.
I was told it was better than this match.
Level up.
And these two decided, well, we gotta do it. And they went in and they worked so hard, and they're doing all this athleticism, and this match absolutely ruled. Clean finish. Io pins her with a small package. I mean, as far as like on WWE, Raw, or SmackDown, I don't think there was a better women's match all year than this match. It was great.
Yeah, with the team with Jade, you forget how great Bianca can be in singles matches. And with Asuka out, Io Sky really is the best woman, I think, in that division. Rhea's a bigger star, but man, you need to have somebody like Io around.
And we had some other good stuff. Priest versus Dom main event was good, and then they did the big angle afterwards. Dave is insistent that the Survivor Series is a War Games with the Bloodline, but I am not 100%. I am not 100%. I think that it's possible it's going to be a Judgment Day War Games and then a Women's War Games as well, because it just seems weird that if it's going to be the Bloodline, you're giving away Roman and Cody versus Solo and Jacob Fatu. You're giving that away next month. That's bigger than adding another bunch of dorks to the match. God bless them and all, but like, these are the four most important guys in the feud. They're having a tag match.
If you're going to do three War Games, make the whole show like TNA Lockdown. Oh, God, no. No, you have to. Do four matches and they all
have to
be like
that. That's overkill, brother.
Then do three. But to me, if you do two, that's fine. Even that's overkill. Sometimes having a women's and a men's, but you can only have two.
And we had, what else did we have? Just a bunch of promos and matches. Judgment Day and New Day for the tag titles was a fine match, but had a good finish. Where Xavier, he had the win. Kofi had to do a trust dive. They had a big argument afterwards, and Xavier made a great point. Why did you tell these guys to watch our back, but you didn't bother telling me you were going to say that? He storms off. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So tonight, Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean shows back, and it's primetime wrestling. God, we got to get through this show. Got to get to Mania 3. Although I've been told that this show is much better than last week's, which may have had the worst match of the 80s. Absolutely, completely atrocious opener.
Who were the participants?
It was Sika versus Moondog Spot.
And let me guess, it was like from like the Garden or something like
it
that.
It was
so.
Absolutely, positively atrocious, this match. This is the March 9, 87 this week, and I heard it's much better. March 9, 1987. Although as bad as the show was last week, it did have that Hulk Hogan, King Kong Bundy main event from Saturday night's main event. That match ruled. So it was not a complete waste of time. But anyway, that's tonight. And then we'll be back tomorrow. Observer Live, Observer Radio. And then Thursday is, yes, the return of After Dark.
Whoa!
Yes, we'll be talking about the Chehalis.
Chehalis?
UFO party.
Chehalis.
That's coming up on Thursday. And it'll be a fun time. So check it all out, everybody. And that's it. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks to Mike, as always, callers and listeners. And as always, my main man, Dom, for stepping in and telling us all about Max. He knows his stuff. Producer Jared. Everybody at Sports Byline. Twitch blokes. Not the YouTube freeloaders, but the YouTube paid. I like you guys. I think that's about it. All right, we'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.